You and I might think that the most important moment is the stretching before the race. The muscles are kind of getting warmed up and ready to go and fire. Not the most important moment. You and I might think the most important moment is buying the right equipment. The Nike shoes and the shirts, that'll make me race hard. Nope, not that important. The most important moment for a professional athlete, or any athlete for that matter, is the moment in which they rest and recover. It's that moment that the muscles begin to rest and even grow bigger for what's coming down the road. So also our souls need rest. When we go through pain and suffering, we sometimes think, I'll just muster through it and just move forward and I'll be okay. When we have trying weeks, we sometimes think we just gotta work harder. But what your soul needs more than anything is rest. That is what this service is about. Giving your soul rest. Or another way to put it is this. Is your output, what you work and produce, more than your input, how you're being fed and filled up by the Lord? Worship is the input that God gives us so that we're energized and filled. It's the most important part of your week, worship. It's when your soul recovers and gets ready for what's coming next around the corner. And by the way, Lutheran worship is put together in such a way so that you can receive rest. Think of our service this way. It's not just a bunch of pages that we're just reading through and there's grammar and nouns and verbs. No, it's powerful. The very beginning of the service, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That's God speaking to us. Why is that in the service? It's to say that God is initiating this service. We aren't. All we do is rest and receive from the Lord, and we're filled up a little bit more. Jump down a little bit further to the prayer of the church, what's called the collect. Prayers that are developed over the centuries of the church is what we pray here at Peace Lutheran Church. And you know what's in there? There's a combination of words from the readings of the day. It's as if what we're praying is God's words to us. We don't have to produce anything. You don't have to manufacture something. Just rest in what's being shared and prayed in that moment. Then jump down to the Apostles' Creed. Today we're not going to read it, but think about it in a whole new light. You know the Apostles' Creed says nothing about what you're to do or produce or how you're to manufacture or do better in your life? The Apostles' Creed is about what God has done in the past, what God is doing now, what God will do in the future. That's rest. Rest in that. Jump down to the next section of the service, the Lord's Supper. It's His invitation for us to come to the table. The Lord's Supper. Come unto me, all of you who are weak and weary. And how does it go? I will. He said it. Rest for your soul. Come down to the end of the service, the benediction. You know the benediction, what that is? It doesn't say anything about what you're to do. It's about God blessing you, that His face may shine upon you and fill you up with His rest and His peace. Worship is a great goal, as it was for David, so also it is for us. Let's think about the goals that we're making for our lives. Are they worthy goals? We're hearing today that the climbers, they didn't have a good goal of just reaching the summit. They needed the goal of getting a goal of going all the way back to the parking lot. David did not set a good goal with Bathsheba, and Nathan corrects him. This morning we're reminded of what a worthy goal is in life, worshiping the Lord. Worshiping the Lord. And by the way, the Bible gives a clear picture of what the future looks like in the book of Revelation and what we're going to be doing in eternal life. What is it? There's singing, there's gathered people, there's a lamb on His throne. What Revelation says is our eternity is worshiping. We don't need to be drained. We don't need to be tired and worn out. Worship fills us and restores our souls. May that be a goal that we strive after in the future. Amen.